Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chochma share. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers, the listeners. Rebbe Ezra Hashem will be joining our share. Parshas Vayikra, Tovshin Peivav, Rish Chodesh Nisan Agutin Chodesh, Tovshin Peivav. Today is the yard site of my Rashiva Zichrayna Livracha, Rebbe Yishvei, Rabbi Goyin, Rebbe Yishvei, Rebbe Leo, Ben, Harav Shmuel Leib, Zichrayna Tzadik Livracha, the Shir Shabili L'Nishmasai. We've said many times that Rebbe Yishvei's father, Rav Shmuel Leib, was a Yelid Dvinsk, and was very Makurav. He was from the B'nai Beisei, so to speak. He would be Yaitzev Nichnas and spent a lot of time with Rebbe Simcha, and that's why Rebbe Yishvei, Zichrayna Livracha, was proficient in Meshech Chachma and used to quote Rav Meir Simcha all the time. Many stories from Rav Meir Simcha come from Rav Shmuel Leib Tzvei. A lot of them come from my Rebbe, Yevod HaMechaim L'Chaim, Rebbe Yitzchak Perman, Zuzan Gesund und Stark, who I was there this week actually in Lakewood visiting him, and invariably when I visit him, we end up talking about Rav Meir Simcha. And he told me many times that Rebellia's father, Rav Shmuel Leib, used to come to Philadelphia. So Rebitzi would go and sit with him, he says, and I would try to kvetch out of him. He said, all the mices, anything I could get about Rebbe Simcha, I would kvetch out of him. And in fact, in Reb Asher Bergman's biography, Har Sameach, there's numerous times Rebitzi Perman, Beshem, Reb Shmuel Leib Svei, sources for different stories. So today, Shir Shabili L'Nishmasai of Harav Elio ben Harav Shmuel Leib, Zichrayna Livracha. So we're going to learn a Meshech Chachma, Meredik, a Meshech Chachma, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Gimel. Im HaKayin HaMashiach Yechto L'Hashmas Ha'om. If the Kayin HaMashiach is going to be Chayte L'Hashmas Ha'om. So this is called, a Kayin HaMashiach is the Kayin Gadol, who is Mashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha. He's anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. Sometimes in history there were Kohanim Gedolim. We didn't have Shemen HaMishcha. The only thing that differentiated them was that they wore the eight begadim, and they had full halachas of a Kohen Gadol, as the Mishnah Megillah says, Ein Bein. There's no difference between Kohen Gadol Meshuach, Shemen HaMishcha, Lemeruba Begadim, except one of the differences, Par Kohen Mashiach. This is only for a Kohen HaMashiach. It's a Karbon Chatas. A Chatas, when anyone of Klal Yisrael does an Avera, B'shoigeg, they bring a Karban Chatas later on in Perek Dalet. V'im nefesh achas techto b'shkoga mi'am oretz ba'asoy tzachas mi'mitzvah Hashem asher lo yisayosanu v'ashem. They bring a Karban Chatas. First is Mechal Shabbos, B'shoigeg, Karban Chatas, etc. However, Par Kayin Mashiach has different halachas to it. Par Kayin Mashiach is similar to another type of chatas, a third type that we're talking about today, and that's called a par helem dover shel tzibur. A par, a bull, helem dover, something was hidden shel tzibur. And that's, again, the next over here in Parak Dalid, Pasuk Yud Gimel, when Sanhedrin issues a psak that something that really is us or is mutter. Certain type of nevela, for example, certain type of chalev, the was presumably Aser, they gave out a psak that it's mutter, and Rav of Kla Yisrael ate that chalev. Then they found out it was a mistake. So when an individual on his own mistakenly eats chalev, he brings a karban chatas. When he didn't make a mistake, he followed the psak of the Sanhedrin, then he doesn't have to bring his own karban. The Sanhedrin brings a karban for Kla Yisrael. Now when the Sanhedrin does this avera, they have to give out the psak, and all of Klal Yisrael, or a majority of Klal Yisrael, have to follow that mistaken psak. A par Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen HaMashiach, his chatas is also a par, it's a bull, as opposed to an individual brings a female. He brings a male, a bull. And he doesn't bring it just for making a mistake like eating chaylev. It also has to be with a psak, like the Sanhedrin. But it's a psak that he paskins, and he himself then acted on that psak. He paskined a certain chayl of his mutter, and he ate it. But if somebody else ate it, he paskined for someone else, that parsha doesn't apply. That person has to go bring his own karban chatas. So Parkayin Mashiach is similar to Sanhedrin, that there needs to be a psak and an action on that psak. However, the difference is, by Sanhedrin, they paskin, Klai so does the Avera. By Parkayin Mashiach, he paskins and he does the Avera. We'll see that Nekuda is going to be Nagana in the Remeir Simcha. So that's the parashim Makayin Mashiach Yachita. Now the pasuk says here, La'ashmas ha'am. La'ashmas ha'am. For the detriment or the Avera of the nation. What does that mean, La'ashmas ha'am? So Rashi tells us that those words, La'ashmas ha'am, are telling us that the details of the Parakayim Mashiach are similar to the details of when the nation does the Avera. Again, when the Sanhedrin paskins and the nation does the Avera, there's a psak and an act on that psak. That's Ashmas Ha'am. Im HaKayin HaMashiach Yachta. What type of Avera did this Kayin Gadol do? Was he Mechal Shabbos B'Shayeg? Did he eat Chela B'Shayeg? No. La Ashmas Ha'am. It's a similar Avera to the Ashmas Ha'am, meaning a psak and an action. The difference, like the Siv Sechamim points out, is who did the Avera? By the Am, they have to do the Avera. By the Kayin Gadol, he does the Avera. That's the Medrash. Upshuta lefi Agadah, says Rashi, Kishe Kayin Gadol chayte Ashmas Am Huza. When the Kayin Gadol does an Avera, that is already a detriment to the nation. Shein tluyim by lechaper aleim, ulispalo badom. They're all dependent on him to be mechaper for them, to daven for them. V'nasa mekukul, and he did epsan Avera. So Klal Yisrael loses their Kayin Gadol's power. They need him. So when he does an Avera, it's La'ashmas Ha'am. It's to the detriment of the nation. These words are how Rashi tells us here, the Midrashai and the Pshuta Lefi Agada in La'ashmas Ha'am. Rav Meir Simcha wants to come and explain these words, La'ashmas Ha'am. And on this pasuk, he has 1, 2, 3 pshatim in Lashmas Ha'am. And later on in Perek Dalet Chav Aleph Chav Beis, he has a 4th pshat in Lashmas Ha'am. So at least 4 pshatim. Let us see what he says in the first stickle, Davar Naira. He brings the Targum Yainasan. Ki Targum Yainasan. How does Targum Yainasan explain the words Lashmas Ha'am? He says, if the Kayan HaMashiach, the Kayan Gadol HaMashuach, does an Avera, La'ashmas ha'am le'mikrav karban chayvas amei, to bring the karban of the chayva of the nation, delay kehilchasa, not properly. When the Kayin Gadol brings a karban ha'am shelay kehilchasa, that's called la'ashmas ha'am. What's going on over here? Well, what's Targum Yainasan saying? That's the Avera that the Kayin Gadol did? The Kayin Gadol didn't do that. He gave up sack. Certain chayil of his mutter, and he ate it. What does that have to do with a karban that wasn't brought properly? What's going on? Zokter Meir Simcha. Habiru api divra medrash rabba v'eira parsha ches beis. There's a medrash in v'eira rab, shmeis rabba v'eira that says, im yisosir ish b'mistarim v'ani lo yarenu mashem. The pasuk Yirmiyah says, if a person is going to hide in hidden places, v'ani lo yarenu, and I won't see him or I won't show him, ani Hashem. Says the Medrash, what's that referring to? If a person hides himself for Avodah Zarah, and people think he's Erlich Yid and really serving Avodah Zarah, I'm going to show him to the world. I'm going to show his true colors. Says Rav Meir Simcha, how do we know that this pasuk has anything to do with Avodah Zarah? How did the Medrash know that? Asher v'som ba'seisir, the whole pasuk is Ora ish, she'yase pesel ma'seicha tev Hashem, ma'sei zecharash v'som ba'soser, dvar m'chav zayin tezvav. That when a person, Ora the person who does avodah zarah in a hidden place, v'som ba'seisir. So we see there's this netiyah to do avodah zarah in a hidden place. People won't know about it, says the pasuk. Im yisoser ish b'mistarim. Well, what does he do in b'mistarim? Does avodah zarah vanila erenu? Says the Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm going to show him to the world. So Meir Simcha sees from this medrash Meir Degazach that there are things that are hidden, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels the need to be mefarsim b'parabim, that people should know. V'hinei be'emes hu lepele. So he says, really, it's a peledika thing. Asher kayin Mashiach. Sheshoyel Bahiras Urim Vitumim. The Kayim Mashiach, who asks for psokim from the Urim Vitumim. Yite behayra. Now it's interesting. I don't know if you ask the Urim V'Tumim for a psak halacha. Hayra of the Urim V'Tumim is what to do. But some are Amir Simcha saying that this Kayan, who everything in his life revolves around what does the Rebbeinu Shel Olam want me to do? How do I know I have a Urim V'Tumim? I ask, Yite behayra, he's going to make a mistake in hayra, in psak. I think there's a tifkat here. I'm throwing out to the Olam. It's not just saying psak. Is Rav Meir Simcha saying, how could it be the one who is hayras urim v'tumim will make a mistake in hayra? Doesn't bother him if chas v'shalom the kohen gadol eats chaylev b'shaykik. But a hayra, this is who he is. He's a person who does a hayra with the urim v'tumim. How could he mistake with hayra? Now here's the problematic words in Rav Meir Simcha. And I saw that in the new version, the new version of Rabbi Kuperman's Meshechachma, he brings this on the bottom, the Tzarech here. And that is, he says, V'yasu acherim al piv, b'davrish is doine karis, and others will act by his psak. And the question is, our whole hakdama was that by Sanhedrin, others act, by the Kohen Gadol, he does it, not others. Adarav, Sibs Chamim says, if others do it, the parsha doesn't apply. Okay. So, there's a problem here with the words of Rebbe Simcha, but the kasha still blibes the kasha. How could someone who is the Kayin Mashiach Sheshoyal Bahira Asur V'tumim Yitte Bahira, and what are we talking about? We're talking about Davish's Doinei Karis. This only plies by a psak in something. That if you would do it B'meiz B'chayiv Karis, and now you made a mistake in psak. Not, it's not a lav, it's only in serious things. So he makes such a mistake? Halei Ragli Chassid of Yishmar. What happened to Ragli Chassid of Yishmar? Kadosh Baruch Hu guards the feet of his Chassidim not to make mistakes. Ach Hasiba, says Rav Meir Simcha, a dover pella ad ma'id. Who, or he, im ha'kayin ha'mashiach eini makriv ha'karbon ha'shem ha'kipurim. What happens if you have a Kayin HaMashiach who doesn't bring the karbonos of Yom HaKippurim lifnai v'lifnim kil chasam? He did not do them properly, lifnai v'lifnim. What's lifnai v'lifnim? Asher shomeini sheideya. That's b'mistorim, that's a hidden place. Nobody knows what's going on there. Kasher hirbu lepalpul begitin daf nudal amabeis. Like they were mefalpul in mesech tegitin nudal amabeis. Im omar de pigel. Let's say a Kohen Gadol comes out from the lifnai v'lifnim and he says, I was mefagel the karmon. I brought it incorrectly. It was a pasul karmon. The way I did lifnai v'lifnim, imehemon. Is he believed or not? Mishum de biyodai, since he has the ability taka to do it. Yu'uyin sham, Gemara and Dalman Beis. So, look over there. The Gemara handles back and forth. The Kohen Gadol, if he's Neman, because it's biyodei lefagel, since he is biyodei to do it, so memela, he has a nemanus to say he did it incorrectly. So there's a ganza tomo. If he's Neman, what if he doesn't say it? What if he doesn't say it? How does Klai Yisrael know? Now I want to pause for a second there. And we once said this Meshechachma over Nifludika Meshechachma in Parshas Acharemos Tez Zayin Yud Aleph Emtza Diburai. He brings the famous Gemara that says that there was once a Tztuki Yitassam and Beis in Yuma that the Tztukim held that you put the Ketiris on the coals outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim and you come in with it smoking already, and Chazal the Prushim held not like that, you do it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So one time there was a Tztuki who did it, Bitziyotze Esemech, Simcha Gedayla, and he was so happy, he finally did Shitas HaTztukim. Paga Bayaviv, the Gemara says, his father met him and said, even though we're Tztukim and we learn the Psukim, not like the Prushim, but we're afraid of the Prushim. So Amar Lo, he told him, Kol Yomai HaYisi Mitztar Mikrazeh, the Kayan told him, Matate, my whole life I'm waiting to finally do the Pasuk properly, Ki Ba'ana Neira LaKapiris. When are we finally? I learned this in Tztuki school in the base, the cheder of the Tztukim. They hold this is the way we do it, not like the Prushim. I was waiting for the day I'll become Kohen Gadol. I could do it right. Achshiv shebo liyodi lo yakamenu. But his father said, nobody ever did this before. Amru lehayu yamim muatim at shemeis v'itol ashba v'itolam yoytzim mechaitim. The Gemara says that they ended up dying soon after that, and he was laying in ashba, and there were worms coming out of his chaitim. It was a einish for going to the Kadesh Kadashim and doing the wrong avodah. Yeshaimrim, some say, says the Gemara Yuma, b'yitzase negaf. No, on his way out of the Kadesh Kadashim, he was struck and he was killed. Titani Reb Chia, k'mo kol nishma b'azara. There was a sound in Azara. Shebo malach b'chavote alpanav. A malach came and hit him in the face. And his brother, the Kohanim, came in and they found the kaf regal egel being safe of. There was like the hoof of an egel that was between his shoulders that had killed him. Shenemar, b'raglem yegid shar v'kaf relem kaf regal egel. That is in Yecheskel, what the foot of a malach is. So Zokter Meir Simcha, what's these two lashinas over here? Either he died later, he died on the spot. So he says, because the Gemara in Gittin and Dalma Bey says that Amiroim argue, if a Kohen Gadol Shapigel, is he believed or not? Because it's Biyadai. Now, so he says, that according to the Mandomar that he's believed. So this Kutstuki came out and he said that he did it wrong. And we believe him to say he did it wrong. So if we believe him to say he did it wrong, it's not necessary for him to die immediately. He'll get his einish when he gets his einish. I, Klai Yisrael, doesn't have a kapara, so they know they have to go back in, find another Kayan Gadol or someone, and find someone to go do the katiris, because we believe him, he did it incorrectly. But Reb Chia, the Yeshayimrim, he holds no. A Kayan Gadol comes out and says he did pigalein amon. So that Stuki came out, he said he did it wrong, we don't believe him. We don't believe him. So that's very nice, but we have a problem. In Shemayim, they know that there was no Ketiris. It wasn't done properly. No Kapara. Klai Yisrael needs a Kapara. If he's not believed, says Rav Meir Simcha over there, how's that Kodesh Baruch Hu going to make it that Klai Yisrael gets a message they need to do the Ketiris again? So you know what he did? B'yitziyosai, a Malach came and hit him. So Dr. Meir Simcha, the Yerushalmi and Yuma says, even malachim shepnei pnei adam can't be in the oil mayid when the keteris is being brought. So the Klai Yisrael had a problem. The Kohanim came in and they saw he was killed by a malach that came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Akasha, what's going on over here? Why is there a malach in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? There's no malach adam liyaboya mayid b'voy lechaper b'kodesh. The Teretz says he wasn't lechaper b'kodesh. He did it wrong. And since he did it wrong, malachim could be there. So the Rabbeinu Shem Dafka sent a malach to kill him immediately on the way out, coming from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so Klai Yisrael should get a message, the Keteris wasn't brought. Because if he would come out and say he did it wrong, ain't a Neman. Mashenkin, the first sheet holds, he's Neman. So therefore, Klai Yisrael knew to bring another carbon. Aye, he'll die. He got his Einish later, he died. As I zakt, v'zeh poshut. That's what he says over there in Acharemas. Over here, that's the Tztuki who came out all proud. But over here, we're talking about a Kohen HaMashiach, Ladafka Tztuki, who didn't do something properly, but he's not bragging about it. He's not coming out. He's Lifnai V'Lifnim, where nobody knows. So how does Klai Yisrael find this out? You hear, Mamish, how the Rebbeinu Shel Olam uses the world to get messages to us. Az HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machshiloi Bahira. Here Meir Simcha says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it that this Kayan Gadol is going to be Nichshel Bahira. V'Hakol Yoidim Shu Atzmai Tzarech LeKapara. And therefore everyone's going to know that he needs a Kapara. So now, Lefi HaEmes, he was Nichshel Bahira, meaning he paskins wrong and he did that very wrong. And all of a sudden, he finds out this Chela was also, he made a mistake in Psak. He's got to bring a power, Kayim Mashiach. And now, everyone's going to chap. He's not Naki himself. He needs a kapara. And he was therefore, if he needs a kapara, he can't be mechaper al-ha'om. He wasn't mechaper al-ha'om. V'zeh ha-siba b'shvil le'ashmas ha'om. That's what Targum Yonason says. How is it possible a Kayim Mashiach yachta? L'chayra, this is the Kayim Mashiach. He should make a mistake in Psak. How is it possible? The Torah says, Lashmas Om, because he did something wrong. when there was the carbon chayves amei deloik ilchasa, and there was a carbon seber that he did incorrectly, that no one knows about, because it's b'mistarim. Just like in that medrash, when something's b'mistarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows it to the world. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels needs, sees there's a tzairach, that something done privately, he brings about that this Kayin Gadol is going to make a mistake in Hayra. And people are going to see that he needs his own kapara, and mistama he wasn't mechaper for Klal Yisrael. Peledika Meshachachma. Uvizem Miyushev, Mashakosev Gabi Parkoy Mashiach. And this is Miyushev now, why Parkoy Mashiach. Over here on Pasuk Vav, it says, what does he do? V'nasan ha'kayim in Adam ha'karnis mizbachter zahamim lifnei Hashem. I'm sorry. Pasuk before that. V'tavol ha'kayim as etzboi v'adam v'izam v'adam sheva v'hamim lifnei Hashem as p'nei paroiches ha'kodesh. Part of this carbon that he brings, he spritzes down to the p'nei paroiches ha'kodesh. U'bepar shel tzibur, but in Pasuk Yud Zayin, when we're talking about the par helim dover shel tzibur, when the Sanhedrin make a mistake, and the whole Klal Yisrael does it, and they have to bring this karbon, everything about it is kamat the same. But the pasuk says, now Rashi says a pshat over there in pasuk Yud Zayin, why by the Kohen Gadol it says HaKadosh, and here it doesn't. Excuse me, Zakter Meir Simcha. Uvizem Yusha Mashakosav Gabi Parkoy Mashiach as Pene Parechas Akkadish Uparshal Tzibur Lekosav Akkadish. The Merames, the Vozenis Chaper, the Remes is that now that he's bringing this Parkoy Mashiach, Nischaper Gamma Shakilkil Bevoyel Akkadish. He's going to get a kapara for what he did wrong, Bevoyel Akkadish. Lifnai Velifnim. Now, presumably, over there, by the with the Keteris, Rameh Simcha's talking about, they brought a new carbon that day. This sounds like no one ever knew anything. No one ever knew anything, and there's a problem. So, I don't know what Klal Yisrael could do, and what Rameh Simcha's saying, Klal Yisrael could do, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be Nizgala, that Klal Yisrael's kapara didn't come about. When the Kayin Gadol is now going to do his own kapara, because he made a mistake, and it's going to become mefursam, and he's going to have to bring the par Kayin Mashiach, and with that, he's going to recognize, it must be, that he's going to recognize that he did something wrong the first time for the Karban Ha'am, and he needs kapara for that as well. Now he's going to be Nischaper Gamma Shakilko Bevoy El HaKidesh Lifnai V'Lifnim. Again, Pasuk Vav, by us, it says, V'hiza min adam shev lifnei Hashem is p'nei paroiches ha'koidesh. It's p'nei paroiches. But it's also going to help for what he did wrong in ha'koidesh, lifnei v'lifnim, shenem ha'sham v'chal adam lo yeh b'yomoy l'chaper ba'koidesh. Ad say soy, same Bakkadesh, the same Chalodam Loya Bevoyu Lechaper Bakkadesh. And Rabbi Simcha saying, the whole reason why we needed it is because Chalodam Loya Boyal Bayamai. Because nobody could be there, no one can know Lechaper Bakkadesh. So if he's not Mechaper Bakkadesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala that. And because of that, he's going to have to bring a par Kayin Mashiach that is then going to be Mechaper at Pnei Paroiches. HaKadosh. Davar Nifla, Meir Simcha saying over here that Klal Yisrael is in a situation where they're in a place where they need someone who's not living up to the job for whatever reason. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore, HaRaitza B'Tayvasan Shal Yisrael, just like over there in the story with the Tztuki, he wants it. The Klal Yisrael should have the Keteris brought on Yom Kippur. HaBan Sham needs it. He doesn't need it, but Klal Yisrael needs it. And the Rebbein Sham needs them to bring it in order for him to be able, in the normal situation, to do a kapara for Klal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it happen. If the Kayin is Naman, so he's Naman, so finished. If he's not, the Rebbein Sham is going to send the Malach, and the Kehanim and Chazal are going to surmise, what's the Malach doing there? Must be it wasn't really done properly. Memela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of sent a message that we have to do it again. And over here, like I said, I'm not 100% sure when this happens. The Chayr doesn't happen on Yom Kippur. You don't bring a Par Kayin Mashiach on Yom Kippur. But the aside is that it is Nisgala. Im Yerene im yisaser ish b'mistarim, something that's done and hidden, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels the need that Klal Yisrael should know what happened and realize that what they thought was being accomplished is not being accomplished, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it come out into the open. And when it makes it come out into the open, that brings the Kohen Gadol himself to tshuva, not only for the Aveira that he did on the psak and the acting on that psak, but even on the original Aveira that was done, or the not doing properly in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that's why it says, Pnei Pareichas HaKodesh, that's Kitargim Yoinason, Lemikrov Korban Chai Ve'amid Alek Hilchasa, that we asked, what does one have to do with the next, the Kodesh HaMashiach, Paskins and acts on the psak incorrectly, what does it have to do with the Korban Chai Ve'amid Alek Hilchasa? The answer is, how did it happen that a Kodesh HaMashiach wasn't Raglei Chasid of Yishmar? How was it that Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't protect him, making a mistake in psak like that? The answer is because he had once brought a Karban Chayva to like Hilchasa, and that needed to be rectified, it needed to be Nisgalit to Klal Yisrael, and maybe even to the Kayan himself. I don't know if he did it by mistake or on purpose. It wasn't clear to me how Rameir Simcha said it. He says, Einei makriv ha-karbonas ki Hilchasam. Does he mean it's stuki? Does he mean, there were no second base Hamikdash where the Tztukim were, they weren't the Kayan HaMashiach, there was not Mashiach, Mashiach, and HaMishcha, but the concept of not being brought properly in the Kodesh HaKadoshim needs to be brought out into the open. Dover Pella Ad Ma'oid, the Remeir Simcha Zvi Megalitas. Mesuki Midvash, have a wonderful day everyone, and a guten Chodesh Kol Tov.